Welcome to the VA Tourism Podcast. I'm Kojo Bento Williams. The VA Tourism Podcast is dedicated to Africa's travel and tourism industry, where leaders from the private and public sectors get to talk to us. You can subscribe to this podcast on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, TuneIn, and Google Podcasts. My conversation today takes a look at how the Seychelles Island is hoping to use fashion as a new draw to the holiday haven. The founder of the Seychelles Fashion Week, Terry Karula, tells me about the upcoming fourth edition of the Seychelles Fashion Week to be held in Mahé, and how they intend to use the event to celebrate the fashion industry in Seychelles.
So good morning, welcome to Tourism Podcast, and today we are talking fashion tourism and fashion in the beautiful island of Seychelles and the fourth edition of the Seychelles Fashion Week is coming up, and I have one of the key organizers, Mr. Terry Karula, to tell us more about it. Good morning.
Good morning, Gojo, and thank you for having me.
Okay. Can you tell us a little bit about the Fashion Week or the Seychelles Fashion Show itself from its inception to now?
Okay. I initiated the Seychelles Fashion Week sometimes in 2013. And I had put several people together so that I've shared my ideas with them. And we tried to form a committee to get it done. But obviously, you know, when you first start a new idea, people have that joins you, they have their own different agendas. And halfway doing all the preparations to have it done in the Seychelles for the first time, I realized that not all the people working with me were on the same path. So I just removed myself from the whole thing and see what was going to happen. And since and that happens around 2015, nothing has happened until 2018. So early 2018, I registered the name Seychelles Fashion Week as a company on my name. And I took a leap of faith. I took three models and one designer, and we went to Accra Fashion Week in Ghana. And there it was our first experience for me, because I wanted to have to see how it's run, all the organizations behind it. And I took the time, most of the time I took, I was in the backstage watching everything, getting as much information as much as possible. And you might know the person running Accra Fashion Week, and Mr. Nana. So we are very close friends now. When I came back, it was early in April, something like that. When I came back, I said, we're going to do the first Seychelles Fashion Week. And I started getting the ball rolling, and we did the first one in November in 2018. So when I was in Ghana, I took the opportunity to advertise the whole event, and it is where I met Mr. Romeo Paul, who is still a good friend of mine, and he's a designer originally from Nigeria, but staying in Qatar. And together with him and other people that I met in Ghana, we spearhead the first edition of the Seychelles Fashion Week, which saw 15 designers, around six locals and the rest international that came to Seychelles for the first edition. And at the same time, in the same year, in 2019, I managed to get hold of Atanya Samuel from Trinidad and Tobago, who came in and she trained the models for this first edition. And that's it. And the Seychelles Fashion Week was born. And we did our second edition in 2019. And that surpasses our expectation, because we have designers from various parts of the world. We have designers from USA, Indonesia, UK, and obviously the founder designer came back, and it has grown into a lot of interest with designers from South Africa. And in 2019, we were able also to attract one of the biggest TV station covering the fashion industry in the world, and that is World Fashion Channel. They came to Seychelles, they covered the event, and they give us publicity on the platform in 2019-20 for the whole of the year. So, and from 2019, we have been planning for 2020, and you know what happened in 2020. It was going to be one of the biggest ever, because with the World Fashion Channel, we also start talking about, talking about bringing celebrity designers and models to have an exclusive show, and definitely have other shows as well. But it did not happen, and we are still in the pandemic. COVID-19 have stopped everything. But we did not let this stop us from doing something. We did something very short and sweet with local designers, and we call it the Fashion Nine. It was more or less like a TV program for us. We did with the national TV station. And now for 2021, we have put everything together. It has been very difficult for us because of the COVID restrictions. We have to wait for our SOPs to be approved by the Ministry of Health. And when we got the SOPs like 4 weeks ago with everything approved, so I see ourselves and the team doing the work that we normally do in 2-3 months, in 2-3 weeks. But having said that, we have always had the belief that the ministry will give us the go ahead. That is, and some part of the planning we already started doing since the beginning of the year.
Excellent. Now, I look at your vision and the objectives for the whole project, and you did mention that you want to actually develop Seychelles into a fashion tourism destination. And how have you, received the buying of the Tourism Seychelles and the players in the sector in terms of this idea?
Okay. It took some time for this idea to get off the ground, but it's slowly getting there. But since the very beginning, we did have the support of Seychelles Tourism Board. But now it's more prominent because I'm getting more support from the Ministry of Tourism. The message have gone across, basically because 2019 was when the representative of the Ministry of Tourism came for the event, and they saw the level of the presentations from the designers and the level of the show and everything that was surrounding it. And sometimes in life you have to prove yourself. You just don't say things, and
exactly.
And you don't prove yourself, then people doesn't believe you. So we prove ourselves in 2019 that we can bring Seychelles Fashion Week become an element of fashion tourism to Seychelles. And it's growing. I could say it's growing because with our website, we have guest registrations, and at the moment, I think I have 4 guests that have come to Seychelles and have coincide the holiday in Seychelles with the Seychelles Fashion Week. And this was one of our objective. Instead of selling the sun and the sea and nature all the time, we could sell our creativity as well from the island. And it's, I have confidence that this will grow. And I've said the other day, the minute we have one celebrity designer coming to Seychelles and one celebrity models coming, that will be the key to open the door for a lot of fashion tourism to come to Seychelles.
And what a way to do it, because the Seychelles Island is one of the beautiful places on earth that you can visit. So combining that, but also going beyond, looking beyond the beaches and nature, as you said, will give you that a strong position. Now let's look at this year's edition. We've all been challenged by this disruptive coronavirus, but what are we to expect at this fourth edition, if you can run us through?
Okay. Like I said previously, with COVID have really affected us in the Seychelles and the designers as well. But having said that, I'm still surprised that we are still getting 18 designers altogether coming to Seychelles, including 6 local designers from Seychelles. And we will be introducing a new talent from Seychelles. She's not a designer, but she's a student who is inspiring to be a designer. She has not been to the School of Fashion, but she's just want to do to try her luck, and we are trying to introduce her. Her name is Emily Wawo. Then we will have designers like Atalia Babe, who's not new in Seychelles, but she'll be the first time on Seychelles Fashion Week. And definitely we'll have designers from South Africa, Lindiwe Mohaba, Precious Lulu is coming back again, Lindiwe Mohaba, and Mom Gigaba, she was there in 2019 and she's back. Slu Romeo Paul is coming back. And we're going to have a pretty good lineup of South African designers alongside the Seychellois designers this time around. The main reason for that is because they have managed to get sponsors from the government to come to Seychelles, while the other designers from other countries, because originally we have designers who has registered from Nigeria, Zimbabwe, Indonesia, but with the COVID situations, and finally at the very end, they said they have tried their best to come, but financially did not manage to get the sponsors. But the different designers coming will give us a good array of the fashion industry, and I'm very happy with the designers coming. And we have managed to get a haute couture designer to come to Seychelles, and that is Eric Rice Sina, originally from Madagascar but living in Paris at the moment. She's all over the world, New York, Paris, with his collection, and I'm happy to have strike a deal with him for him to come to Seychelles on a very short notice. And obviously, I have to mention that there's a Seychellois designer who specializes in wedding dresses, and she'll be showcasing. I saw her collection yesterday doing fittings, and it's going to be very wow and splendid.
Okay, no, that's very exciting. And as we wrap up our conversation, I'm looking at what is your vision, Elazo? I mean, what's your expectation for the event, but also beyond this year's edition? How do you intend to make the Seychelles Fashion Week part of a bigger tourism calendar?
Okay, we have been saying that for quite a while. Though it was small, I said we need to include the Seychelles Fashion Week on the tourism calendar. It's slowly getting there. Obviously, now it's advertised on the website of the ministry, but my goal is to have it on the calendar, and I'm pretty sure that's going to happen. Now, to make Seychelles Fashion Week become a catalyst for the industry in terms of tourism, we are going to have one of our, how will I say that? Next year, we are celebrating our fifth anniversary, and we want to make that very big. And we have already started working on that. And as part of our fifth anniversary, we're going to launch Seychelles Fashion Week Dubai during the expo. And it will be part of us to end the expo for Seychelles in March next year. And that will be the catalyst to start promoting Seychelles Fashion Week to the world. Because on that stage where we will be showcasing the show is the Jubilee stage, if everything goes according to plan. And that is being built BIM worldwide live by Expo TV. So that will give us a big spectrum to advertise Seychelles Fashion Week as well. And by next year, on our fifth edition, I've already started the negotiations. I want to bring all sectors on board so that we this time try to sell the event as big as we can to make it a huge event that will attract not only tourism, but designers, international model, press, and everybody that will come to Seychelles during that time. So this is the plan for next year.
Okay. I mean, sounds exciting, and we can't wait to be part of the big 5th anniversary. And even for this year, we're going to give it massive coverage. Thank you so much, Terry, for your time. And we hope to speak to you after the event.
Thank you very much. And look forward to seeing you in the Seychelles. Yeah.